Welcome back to Fostering Faith. Welcome, friends. My name is Tracy Foster, and I am your host for today's episode. And I am so excited about this episode. As you are maybe scrolling all the way through your TikToks, you are seeing weighted vests. And so in this episode, we are calling it Weighted Vest. What's weighing you down? And so, you know, I love fitness. I love health. I love exercising. I love cardio. I love lifting weights. I don't know if there's an exercise that I don't like. There's some that I don't love, but I will do. And so my weighted vest walks in the mornings, and it was just a great reminder for me. I have a 20-pound vest, and I was thinking about it like 2 miles into it, and I was like, man, 20 pounds. I would have to put 8 of these suckers on to mimic the weight that I have lost in my weight loss journey. And so my weight, being my heaviest to the weight that I am now, I would have to put on 8 20-pound weighted vest and walk. And that got to me to be thinking like, man, he says that my burden is light. Give me your burden. And so that's what sparked this podcast. And so I want to talk about something that hits home. What's weighing you down? Now, I'm not talking about your gym bag or your laundry that you've been putting off. I'm talking about those invisible weights. The ones on your heart. The ones on your mind. The ones on your soul. Let's call today's episode Weighted Vest and What is Weighing You Down. And so if you have ever seen someone training with a weighted vest, you know it's not easy. The purpose of the vest is to add that resistance, to build that strength and build that endurance. But in life, we often carry weighted vest, not to build strength, but because we haven't taken the time to lay the weight down. And that's what we're going to unpack today. And so invisible weights. And so let's start with the visual. So picture someone jogging down the street, but instead of their workout clothes, they've got a 50-pound vest on. They're sweating, they're straining, maybe even just struggling to breathe, but no one sees the weight. And that's how so many of us are going around through spiritually, emotionally. We're walking around smiling, doing our job, raising kids, attending church, showing up for others while carrying shame, anxiety, fear, bitterness, perfectionism. We have Hebrews 12:1 that says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. It says, throw off everything that hinders. That doesn't say just sin. It says everything that hinders. So maybe the thing that's weighing you down isn't even sin. Maybe it's a story, a situation, a struggle. And so whatever it is, what is your vest made of? For some of us, it's guilt, unforgiveness, comparison, control, fear, insecurity. And we didn't say, I'm fine. But inside, we're dragging a weight around that no one else sees. And so guilt. You did something years ago and you haven't forgiven yourself. And you're thinking, there's no way that he's going to forgive me for that. I did the ultimate sin. I did this. And then you have unforgiveness towards somebody who hurt you deeply, that they don't deserve forgiveness. Comparison. You constantly measure your worth by someone else's success. Control. You've exhausted trying to manage everything. You're just exhausted. You can't balance everything, but you have to have that control. Fear. fear of failing, rejection, of what's next. I cannot deal with another thing. Insecurity, feeling like you're never gonna be good enough. And so let me be real with you. I carried a ton of weight before, physically, spiritually, emotionally, insecure for years. Every room I walked into, I questioned if I even belonged there. It wasn't until I named the weight and brought it to God and found my worth in Him that I could finally breathe. And let me tell you, freedom feels a whole lot lighter. The burden that you weigh and that you have to carry with you every day whenever you feel like you are not good enough, that you are empty and that you're searching for love, you're searching for that right person, you're searching for all these things, and it's so heavy and you're just exhausted and you can't even get out of bed some days. There's some days that you can't even open your eyes and you just lay in bed because the weight of the world is so heavy. But we have Psalms 55:22 that says, cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But that casting requires action. You just can't talk about the weight. You've got to take it off. And so why we get used to carrying it. And so have you ever worn something uncomfortable for such a long time that you stopped noticing how comfortable it was? Maybe it's a new pair of shoes that rubbed your heels raw and it hurt for a little while because a blister was forming and you kept walking and kept walking. And then it's not that bad. And then eventually you're like, your foot goes numb and then you get home and you take off your heel and then you have this hugest blister and then the burning and just that God awful pain just happens. That's the same thing that happens whenever we have emotional weight. We normalize dysfunction. We say things like, that's just how I am. You know, I'll deal with that later. It's not a big deal, but it is a big deal when it's stopping you from living with peace, purpose, and joy. It is the freedom in Galatians 5:1 that says, it is freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and then do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Jesus didn't die on the cross so that you could live chained to fear, shame, or anything else. He didn't set us free so that you could pick up another burden and call it normal. But here's the kicker. Oftentimes, wearing a weighted vest makes you look stronger, you think. We think that if we keep going, no one will see us struggling. But strength is not in hiding your struggle. Strength is surrender. And so taking off your vest. How do we get this vest off of us? Unclip it and throw it away. Let's get practical. If you're thinking, okay, Tracy, I'm tired of carrying this vest. Now what? Here's some 3 steps. To drop the weight. So 1, identify the weight. Be honest with yourself and God. Write it down if you have to. Pray. Ask God to reveal what is weighing me down. And guess what? He'll answer. 2, take it to Him. Take it to God. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This isn't just a nice verse. It is a daily invitation. Trade your burden for His peace. And so, as you know, I'm a huge, huge advocate for writing it down. And so in my line of work, I don't have really anybody to talk to. I can't come home and talk to my family about my day. I have restrictions and regulations that I can't talk about really anything to anybody. And so I carry 120 people's burdens, 150 people's burdens every week. But for me, I get to unload that and unpack that daily. I get to take that to God and pray over other people's burdens. And I get to take that to Him and say, what do we do with this? You are the ultimate physician. You are the one that is giving us wisdom and guidance and making our steps and our path straight. What do I do with this? And I get to lay that down. And so I'm refreshed and renewed every day before I get to go do another day. And I get to then unload my weight with Him on the daily, all throughout the day, because He says, my burden is light. And I do heavy lifting and I do enough cardio. I don't need other people's stuff weighing me down. And so I give it to the guy that has the answers. And three, take one step of obedience. One step. Not a mile, not a quarter mile, just one step. And so maybe that one step is going to be really hard because maybe it's forgiving somebody. Maybe it's calling and getting counseling. Maybe it's about having a really hard conversation that you know the person needs, but they're not ready to receive it. And you don't know how to approach it, but you know that that conversation has to be had. Maybe it's a simple rest, like for real rest, not scrolling rest, like Sabbath rest, like a legit rest. And so friend, whatever you've never meant to carry in that vest forever, you were never meant to carry it. God wants you light, free, joyful, and bold. He wants you to run your race, not weighed down, but wide open to His grace. And here's the truth. You can't be full of purpose when you're full of pressure. You can't follow Jesus when your shoulders are all hunched over with a load He never asked you to carry. So today, take off the weighted vest. You don't need it anymore. And so I would love to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you that the burdens that we are carrying, that we give it to you, that you are the burden lifter, that you are the chain breaker, that you are the Prince of Peace. For everyone listening who feels like life is just too heavy, I pray that you meet them where they're at. Help them identify what is weighing them down and give them the courage to release it to you. Remind them that in you, there is freedom, there is rest, there is joy, there is love, there is peace. Thank you so much for being our strength whenever we are weak. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for spending this time with us today on Fostering Faith. And if this episode spoke to you, share with a friend, tag us on Instagram, leave a review, message me. I love hearing how these episodes affected your week, touched your heart. Until next time, let go of the weight and live light in the love of Jesus. We love you guys. Have an amazing week.